Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to Macabre Mondays, where mystery meets macabre with your favorite Deadly Mary duo. I'm Ale.
And I'm Tom.
Your guides through the strange, the sinister, and the spooky. Where I tell the stories and he gets dragged along for the ride.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, you're really into... You know how we told you guys, for those that aren't watching, that we are dressing up for every episode in October? So this episode, I am dressed up as...
What are we?
Well, I'm dressed up as, like, this vampire countess. And the story goes that Tom is a drifter. A cowboy drifter.
Yes, ma'am.
Cowboy drifter. And I just so happened to pass on by. And I was like...
She pulled me in with them pretty little looks, and I said, hey, pretty lady, you need some help on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Next thing I knew, now I'm a vampire. It's like the movie Sinners. Now I'm one of them.
Wow. That's actually very...
So welcome me into your house.
Oh, welcome me into your house. Okay.
Yes. Welcome me into your
house. Gotcha. Okay, cool. I like it. But today is going to be a special episode because, guys, we are... 40 episodes in.
40?
40 episodes.
40?
40. Insert the Blair horn. Insert club music.
This is the opposite of crashing out.
Yes. So we are so excited. And you guys are actually sending in some spooky listener stories. And I figured it wouldn't be an October episode on Macabre Mondays if we didn't have a spooky episode. A spooky listener's confession episode.
Just not looking forward to it. The last one was crazy.
The last one, you almost pee-peed your pants.
And I did almost pee-pee, but instead I caca'd.
No, you didn't. Don't do any of that. Don't do any of that, okay? Please.
It was a two instead of a one.
Please. Well, I find it really funny because there has been a common theme going on lately.
Which...
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yes.
You know what I'm going to
say? Yeah, just say it.
Okay, so there's been a common theme lately where listeners have been actually messaging in like suggestions of topics they want us to cover solely because they want to scare Tom.
Can y'all stop that shit?
I'm already doing it by picking these episodes.
You guys are just fueling the fire, which I appreciate. Don't actually stop.
Yeah,
don't.
Keep. Yeah, he knew what he signed up for when we married, so it is what it is. There's nothing else he can do about it, really. But I just think it's so funny that we're building a community that's like, oh my God, I'd love to see what
scared
your husband...
Tom?
Yeah, what does Tom say about this?
Assholes.
No, we absolutely love you guys. I think it's so funny. I mean, that was the whole point when we started the podcast. I knew, I told Tom, mm-hmm. I'm like, I know these are going to be kind of spooky and scary. And at the beginning, you were always like, I'm not going to be able to go to sleep after you tell these stories. Yeah. And
I've gotten a little numb to it.
A little bit numb. Yeah.
A little, but
desensitized for sure.
Some of these, man.
Oh.
It either gets me fired up. And I'm annoyed or upset, or it just really gets me scared, and
yeah, I'm just spooked out. Spooked out. What can you do?
I'm shaking in my boots.
Shaking in your boots. Shaking in the country boy boots.
Yes, ma'am. Yeehaw.
Drifter. That's what you get for drifting. You got picked up by Dirk Doo.
Dirk Doo.
Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't listened to the St. Patrick's Day episode that we did, it was the folklore serial killers. The Dirk Doo is one of the urban legends.
She snatches the men up.
She sure do. It was drifters mainly.
Snatches
them, and then she like sinks her teeth into them. She's like, hey.
And not in a nice way.
Not in a nice way. So let's. Oh, before I even move forward. Don't forget, guys, we've got 13 Nights of Macabre from the 18th to the 30th this month. It is going to be so much fun. Okay, it's going to be 13 chapters, one story, one really spooky, chilly story. Not chilly, but chilling story. And I'm going to be releasing them every night from the 18th to the 30th. And honestly, if you don't want to listen to them every night, save them all up and listen to them on Halloween Day.
Facts. But what do we want? 13 nights. When do we want it?
No.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
What do you want?
13 nights.
When do you want him?
Now.
What do you want?
13 nights.
When do you want him?
Now. I was speaking on behalf of the audience.
Yeah, on behalf of the audience.
Unfortunately, not the partners that are forced into listening to this stuff. But
oh, well, they know what they signed up for.
I get it.
All right.
But
all right.
Tom
literally has, Tom has to vouch
for. I'm the protector for my people.
for the partners
for
that
my
have
people,
to listen
the,
to it.
The partners that are dragged into it. And whether you like it or not, you're going to get used to it.
Yeah, I will say. So let's get into our 40th episode of Listener Confessions.
Right now.
Are you ready? I don't think you're going to want to be saying that after I tell you these stories.
Oh, shit.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it. Our first story today comes from Catherine over at Ice Cream You Scream Podcast. Absolutely love you guys. Thank you so much for your submission. Her and Gina have a great podcast that everyone should go and listen and check out. They do a weekly scoop of chilling histories, mysteries, and paranormal topics. You get it? The scoop? Ice Cream You Scream? Yeah. Ice cream pot. Yeah, I'd love that. I think it's so great.
It's like icy cream. Why icy did I cream. Say it like that?
You mean, okay, yeah. What? I thought you were trying to say like Ben Gay.
What?
Like icy hot.
Oh.
Icy hot. Ben Gay is the brand. Anyways, thank you guys for sending that over. You guys should definitely go check them out. They are awesome. All right. Are you ready?
Let's jump in.
When I first moved to Chicago from school in 2014, I was determined to find a core group of friends. My classmates were fine, but I was a bit more into the witchy lifestyle than anyone from school, and I felt a bit judged that any time I'd bring anything considered strange or unusual. One day, I decided on a whim to get my palm read. Oh, I love this already. This is why I love them. They're great. The woman I went to was very kind, and I enjoyed talking to her a lot. While she was reading my palm, she pointed out she could tell I was extremely intuitive. She kind of shyly told me that she was in the process of trying to put together a little psychic club, for lack of better phrase, LOL. And she was wondering if I would like to join. At first, this felt like the classic cliche of psychics telling you they can get rid of all your negative energy for a low fee of a bunch of $1,000. So I was initially a little hesitant. However, she wasn't charging me anything for it, and I got really good vibes from her, so I decided I would give it a shot.
All right.
This group of women ended up being the best part of my time living in Chicago. We met once a month in this art space to talk, share paranormal experiences, practice divination, confide in each other, etc.
You know, the story's now not too bad so far.
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Yeah, not too bad.
Let's hope it stays that way.
I don't know about that. Catherine seems like she got something going on. We chose to pretend we were a book club as a front, which I love that, and would choose a different witchy article or book each month to guide our discussion. It really was just the best experience ever. During one of our meetings, we were practicing mediumship. We partnered up and would start with a meditation, then move into sharing what we saw, felt, etc., in regards to the other person. The woman I was with was a little more advanced and confident in her practice, so she gave me a full reading. She told me there was a man, possibly an uncle or cousin, who told me I needed to worry about the pipes in my kitchen and possibly start shopping for a new television. We kind of laughed about this because it felt like an arbitrary message. She also told me that she felt like that same man kept putting coins in her hand. None of this resonated with me at all, so we just joked about her needing to keep practicing and we moved on with the night.
Okay.
Anytime I hear a man, uncle, or cousin, I'm like, don't like that. Why can't it be a strong, a confident, independent woman?
Because women don't, they stay, well, actually, no, I don't know.
You don't know? All right.
I was going to say, you guys run into this stuff.
No. Just a couple months later, my uncle died suddenly. He had a heart attack while driving and died in the crash. This is the uncle who always came with my dad whenever I moved into a different apartment, which was a lot. I don't know why, but I always loved moving to new places. I know I'm crazy, which you're really not, Catherine, because me and Tom have done the same thing.
Yeah, we can't stop moving. We're done now.
Yeah, we're done now, but relatively too much. He had made a comment when he moved me into the current apartment that the dishwasher looked old and I should keep my eye on it. Just a week or two after he died, one of the pipes attached to my dishwasher started getting backed up and water would flood into my sink. I told my landlord about it, and when he was trying to fix it from the unit above me, something got messed up and it flooded into my ceiling. A huge piece of the plaster got wet and fell directly on my television.
Oh shit.
I have chills.
Well, there's your dishwasher, there's your television.
That's crazy. What are the odds of that, though?
That's insane.
Yeah, that's really chilling. That honestly, like, just gave me chills on my spine. In the months following my uncle's death, I would periodically hear a jingling sound. It kept sounding like someone was messing with a set of keys, but I could never find the source of the noise. After my grandma died just a couple years later, I started hearing it again. I was talking to my dad one afternoon, and he casually said, "It's the strangest thing. No matter where I am in the house, I keep hearing coins jingling from the next room. But when I go in there, nothing is happening."
That's weird.
I realized it was the same sound that I had assumed was a set of keys.
But it was actually coins.
I don't know. Well, it seems like her dad was also
hearing the same
thing. Hearing the same noise. And this is happening after her mm-hmm. uncle passed. My dad did find a small coin collection in my grandma's house after she died that seemed to belong to his brother, my uncle who had died. And I realized these were the coins my friend saw during that one club meeting.
Yo, what the hell?
Get out of here. Also, can I join the club?
No.
That is so cool. Okay. I'm not sure what significance the coins had for him other than just a way for my uncle and grandma to tell us from the other side that they're still around. I have absolutely no idea how my friend could have known about the coins or the busted pipes, as she had never been to that apartment. I'm also confused about how she could have gotten those messages from the other side before he even died.
Yeah, that's also crazy, though.
Yeah, that's another really, like, spooky situation. Regardless, I absolutely take back the jokes we made about her needing more practice because I'm still blown away by how accurate everything was, even if we didn't know it at the time.
Jeez Louise. That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I want to know if she's still hearing it to this day.
I know. Let us know. Is your uncle, are you getting any other messages?
Ooh, have you had somebody come in and try to talk to him?
Ooh, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Have you guys done anything else in the mm-hmm. psychic club?
World, realm.
The club that she's in. Yeah, that is so, the club. Everybody at the club. We fam. Yeah, that is crazy. No, that's insane. Wild. That is insane. Love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the cause and sending in your story. That was chilling. Like, honestly, I don't think you understand how coincidental that has to be.
I'm just thinking it's because I'm just trying to be a skeptic to not make it too bad for myself. So I'm like, you know, it's Chicago. A lot of the buildings are old. So the
piping
could
have been old. Yeah, but how do you explain?
You're right. Okay. What? But, you know, I don't know.
What her friend was saying about the pipes and then the TV and then the coins jingling and the dishwasher.
I don't have explanations.
Oh, man. Honestly, that's like
outside of it just being old.
Well, earlier today, Tom's was making food for Scrappy, our oldest dog.
Meal prepping
for him because he can only have chicken, boiled chicken and rice. And Tom stepped away, and he was outside, and I was inside with Buddha, our other dog. Randomly, the vent just went on. And I thought it was kind of weird, but I'm just minding my business. I'm like, well, like, whatever.
It is what it is.
Buddha, though, I always look at the dogs to kind of give me a wave to be like, hey, was that something strange? Did you see that shit too?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And immediately when that happened, Buddha got up and darted outside. I was like, whoa, whoa. And then when you walked in, you were like, oh, did you turn on the vent? And yeah. I was like, no, it turned on by itself. You're like, that's interesting.
Because I do think that it's one of those smart microwaves. So I think that maybe there's a
setting in it that notices. We've lived here, 2 years?
Yeah.
And that's never happened before. So to me, I'm like, that was strange. But again, it is what it is.
To be fair, it also doesn't vent enough because I'll just cook some bacon and then all of a sudden the smoke detector goes off. So
it vented now, though? You're going to tell me that's not odd? Tom's like, listen, we already lived in a haunted house. We're not living in another one.
It's a new house.
We are not living in another one. Okay. Our next story was sent in by an anonymous submission.
Okay.
And it's...
I usually don't like the anonymous ones.
You don't
ones.
Like the anonymous ones, yeah. And it's spooky. It's spooky.
Okay,
I mean, they're
go.
All spooky.
Let's go.
I was probably around 8 months pregnant when I had this crazy dream.
Oh, Jesus. This is not a good start. I'm not liking this already.
When I had this crazy dream of a lady walking in the hallway of my house. But the lady was dressed differently, like from another time, maybe the 1800s or early 1900s.
Damn.
Yeah. Which honestly, if I'm already having this dream like this, I'd be like, not happy about it. It's the 21st century. I'm not happy about this.
Where's my technology?
And she passes my bedroom door and tells me to relax. She will be the one taking care of my baby from now on.
What the hell?
And she had a stroller with her, and it seemed like she had my baby with her, and she wouldn't allow me to stand up or move because she was going to be the one in charge of my baby.
Bruh.
It wasn't a nice, hey, you relax and recover kind of tone. It was a very strong message that she was going to be the one taking care of my baby. And as much as I tried talking and trying to defend my baby, letting her know that I was going to be the one to take care of him and moving, I couldn't.
This is giving me like the VHS that we just watched.
The Halloween one?
Yes.
Which one is that? Which
with the
story?
Baby.
Oh, and that one's spooky, yeah. That one I was like, what the hell is that?
Like, that's
yeah.
what this is giving me.
Yeah, and her saying like, hey, listen, this isn't your baby. I'm going to take care of it. And then
yeah,
not letting her get
the...
up is scary. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. And then she just walked away down the hallway with the stroller. It was such a scary and vivid dream that I woke up super scared thinking, is there something or someone in my house?
Yo, I would too.
That was so good.
What the
I
hell?
I have chills. I have chills. I have chills.
I don't like that.
I have chills.
I don't like that.
I would be. Did you sage the house? Did you bless it? Have you seen?
Did
actually,
you have an exorcist come?
Actually, have you seen her again ever since you had your baby?
Or somebody that looks similar?
Have you had any other instances? Oh my God, that was spooky.
This got me messed up.
That was spooky.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the... No, I'm joking. I love listening to these stories. I think they're so great, guys. I love them. Tom's like, no thanks.
Let's get in.
For those of you who aren't watching, Tom is closing his eyes and was very much taking big gulps.
My jaw went through the floor into the sump foundation and everything.
Through the dirt, you're at the earth's core.
Everything, yes. I made it to China.
Not China.
Straight it through.
Our next story was actually sent in by one of our really good friends, Star, over at Creepy Shit Podcast. Thank you, Star. Please go check her out. She's got all the creepy shit stories. Plus, I love her podcast name, Creepy Shit.
It is clever.
And she covers like all things like folklore, paranormal, urban legends, like sometimes some true crime episodes because they kind of correlate hand in hand. Absolutely love it. Definitely go check her out. She's great. Okay. So in Appleton, there is a haunted brewery restaurant called Stone Cellar. Magnificent atmosphere, very cave-like, spooky and modern. Now, towards the back of the restaurant is a conference/bouquet room and the restrooms. It gets pretty dark back there, and this is also a restaurant in a basement of an old brewery, so no windows.
Okay.
You're painting the picture in your head. Yep. I see it. Anywho, I had to powder my nose, and as I was doing so, the lights went out. I was like, hey, and the lights immediately came back on. Now,
that's wild.
Now, no one was in there with me. This was only a two-stall restroom. This is a historical building. The lights are not on a timer or anything fancy like that. Plain old switch flip.
Okay.
The door to the restroom is old as fuck and creaks as soon as you open it. There was no creak.
So she would have easily heard
She would
somebody.
Have heard someone yeah. come in.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And also, anytime I hear two, I don't know why, but anytime I hear two-stall bathroom, that is just, I don't know, it just gives me, the atmosphere is already so spooky because the lights are coming off.
Yeah.
It's not like you're in a, yeah, you're little, in a tiny yeah. area, so it's kind of strange.
No, I agree.
Needless to say, I never washed my hands so fast and got out of there. I looked back, and you know how light shines from underneath a door? The lights went back out, and I hightailed it back to my seat and started sharing my creepy situation, to which the waitress overheard and said, sounds like you met Eddie.
Who the hell is Eddie?
P.S. You don't have to share this part if you don't want to, but I'll be talking about Eddie more in an upcoming episode. You guys definitely have to go check her out. She's got some creepy stories. Thank you. Love you, Star. Thanks for submitting your story and helping the cause.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Now I want to know who the hell Eddie is.
I know. She honestly, when I was reading it, I was like, oh, because if you picture yourself in that situation, it's and you're back there and it's like a
historical
building.
And then the lights go out as I'm leaving the bathroom again. I would immediately, I would just grab my friends, grab you, whoever I'm with. We're out.
Yeah, I would have been like gone.
We're out. We're already
in
the basement.
Over and done with.
And the way I pictured it was old. And if it's downstairs, I picture it cool, a little bit moist. Just because
that's how.
And
it's dark back there.
No.
Yeah. And it's a historical building.
We're out.
Tom's like, I'm not going back there. You're not going to use the bathroom at all while you're there?
Nope.
You're not going to break the seal?
And if I do, I'm going to just make conversation with Eddie.
That's true.
I'm.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, there's a fucking bug in here. Why would you do that on cue right now? Do you see
it? Oh, what the hell?
It's a lantern
it's a stink
fly.
Bug.
Oh, whatever the fuck that is. All right, so our last story of the night is spooky.
Oh, how spooky.
Yes.
Oh,
yes
great.
And no. Yes, actually, all yes, because right. It has something to do with the wilderness.
The wilderness must be explored.
Yes. Now, this story was actually written by Manon Lissette and uploaded to Reddit's No Sleep subreddit.
Oh, no, not this thing.
Yes. So if you guys want to go check it out, it's Manon _ Lissette. Absolutely great. When I read this, I had chills and I reached out to them. I was like, I need to share the story so I can scare my husband. And they were like, go right ahead. And
of course,
I hope he gets
everybody
super
supports that.
It's a community-based
love
event.
It.
It really is. But if you guys want to read some really scary ass stories, Reddit's No Sleep is literally one of the places to be. Like, I'm not joking. You can, there's even a
not
bunch of
me.
Other, there's a bunch of other subreddits that are like 5 minute scary reads or 500 words or less. And it's like scary stories. So if you're not into like reading a whole thing,
that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, honestly. But I love Reddit. I love Reddit so much. You can find more of Manon's spooky work there, but I will link the story in our description as well if you guys want to go check it out yourselves. There's an unspoken rule up in the mountains that no matter who you are, friend, bitter rival, stranger, anyone, if you're ever in a pinch and come across another hunter's cabin, you're welcome to seek shelter there.
I've never heard this.
Well, maybe if it's like really blizzardy or...
Oh, wait. Actually, no, I have
spooky.
Heard this.
Oh, have you?
Because I think we even watched a movie and I looked it up afterwards.
And it's, yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Yeah,
oh, no,
yeah.
I know what movie
remember
you're talking about.
Movie?
We watched Ritual.
Holy shit.
Yes, it was the four guys and I think they were trying to spread the ashes of their friend.
Oh,
and they
fuck.
Came and they was like getting mm-hmm, nightfall and mm-hmm. they were like, oh, there's a hunter's cabin or something.
Yes,
and
yes,
they were like,
yes.
Well, I read that you could do that.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yes. Okay.
Lord of mercy.
Maybe it's unspoken because it's common courtesy and that whole do unto others thing, or maybe it's unspoken because there's hardly anyone to speak to. In the winter months especially, you'd be hard-pressed to see another soul for weeks, sometimes months. But that's the rule. You need it, you use it, no judgment, no questions asked, just don't steal anything. Now, I'm not a burly, seasoned mountain man that flosses with tree bark and never shaves, but I do like to hunt. I often leave my small Alaskan village for weeks at a time and take to my hunting lodge up in the mountains. I'm a fairly cautious guy, and I know the mountains can be traitorous. So when I leave prepared. I check the long-term forecast, gather the necessary supplies, bring backups, and make sure I've got enough of everything I need to survive at least a week longer than I plan on staying just in case.
Okay, makes sense.
I always believed my precautions would protect me, but like a child's security blanket, they were only a paper-thin illusion of safety. There's no planning when Mother Nature decides she's in a mood. That's why I never expected to get caught in a blizzard that day. It had started out sunny and cold, but as the day progressed, a few clouds formed. By the time they'd amassed into a heavy cloud covering, I was already on my way back to my cabin with a couple hairs hanging over my shoulders. I'd named them dinner and breakfast, which I thought that was clever.
Yeah.
I was planning on eating breakfast for dinner and dinner for breakfast.
That's funny.
If only to make myself laugh. It's the little things like that that keeps the solitude from turning into loneliness. The snowfall seemed to come out of nowhere, like someone had knocked an awning shut, and all the snow collected on top had fallen all at once. Except it wasn't a single tidal wave of snow. It was a relentless, unending assault. Last I checked, the weather reports hadn't mentioned a blizzard, and yet a blizzard was what I found myself walking through. It got very dark, very fast, and I kicked myself for leaving my flashlight back at my lodge.
Damn.
I'd planned on coming home long before nightfall, so I hadn't thought I needed it. I'd been sorely mistaken. Are you okay? You're shaking. You're like,
yeah.
Your anxiety's
my anxiety high. Started. Yeah, trust me. I don't have to pee. I'm just...
No, I know you don't have to pee. Snow prickled painfully as it darted into my eyes. I had squint almost all the way to keep those sub-zero jerks from stabbing me blind. The wind howled as gales cut through my clothes and right to my bones. I could barely see 2 feet in front of me and couldn't see the 2 feet beneath me as they sank in an ever-growing blanket of white. I'm not sure when I realized I was lost. At some point, I knew I should have arrived at my cabin, but all I saw was white with a few slivers of gray swaying in the thick breeze. So it was a really
heavy
brutal blizzard.
And I don't know why, but there's something about one being alone hiking.
Yeah.
Not too scary. But being alone hiking as it's a blizzard and it's just kind of ominous and dark because yeah. I feel like when you're out hiking and everything's covered in snow, the moonlight kind of reflects.
Right.
And then it makes shadows and just makes everything, to me, 10 times spookier.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that they can't even see, he can't even see ahead.
Yeah, that's a heavy snow.
The hairs at the back of my neck became stiff and battered against me with every puff of air and every awkward, crashing footfall. I was running out of energy, running out of ideas, and beginning to panic. I could have spun around in a computer chair 100 times and felt less disoriented than I did in that whiteout. And then I walked right into a cabin. Literally. It had become so dark, and the snow had become so heavy that I couldn't see the structure until I stumbled face first into it.
Damn.
That's how thick this blizzard was. And I find it crazy that you checked the radar.
Yeah.
You know?
And nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing was supposed to happen. And then that. I held my hands against the wooden facade so I wouldn't lose it in the storm and circled around it until I found a door. I wasn't just in a pinch. This was life or death. In the unlikely event someone was inside, I knocked on the door and waited for an answer. Though the howling wind, I could have sworn I heard, "Come in." As
no.
I Tom's like, "No thanks."
Nope. I'll stay in the snow.
As I swung open the door and stepped inside, a small avalanche of snow tumbled in with me. I didn't bother trying to kick it out as I fought against the wind to close the door behind me. The relief was instantaneous. Without the air whipping at me, I'd put a stop to the timer ticking down to my freezing death. "Thanks," I whispered. I turned towards the inside of the cabin and tried to get my bearings, but all I saw was blackness, which meant I had no real way of gauging the size of the cabin. Yeah, I'd circle around it, but I'd been stumbling around, half blind, focused on trying to find a doorknob, so I had no idea what length of the cabin I'd covered. I could have walked half of it. I could have circled around 3 times without realizing it. Through the darkness, all I could see was the vague outline of someone sitting in the corner.
Yo, why are you sitting in the corner in the dark?
I just find it funny because you're wearing a cowboy hat right now. It's giving Doug Dimmadome from Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Yes, ma'am.
You're a real lifesaver, I said. He didn't answer. I pawed around for a lighter, a lantern, a matchbook, anything that might emit light. But all my fingertips touched were chains.
Oh, God, this guy's going to be dead, isn't he?
And the barrels of hunting rifles. I stopped poking around when I felt an open bear trap. Wouldn't want to get my arm caught in one of those. It was safer to probably sit still and wait for daybreak, which makes sense. It occurred to me the stranger might have been seeking refuge as well. So, I started, keeping my tone light and innocent. You the owner of this cabin? The answer was more of a hiss than a word. But in that hiss, I heard a faint, yes.
I understand why you didn't like, and you told me that I wasn't going to be happy whispering when I started this.
I sat on the floor, let my hairs down beside me, and reached into my pack. Why I'd taken a sleeping bag with me and not a flashlight was beyond me. I removed my wet clothes and quietly slipped into the sleeping bag to warm up, making conversation as I did. Thanks again. That blizzard really came out of nowhere. He replied with the slow, labored, wheezy breath of an elderly man on his deathbed. Dangerous. Yeah. I chuckled. That's an understatement. Hungry, he exhaled. You got a fireplace? I've got a couple hairs. I'll cook them up. It's the least I can do, I offered. His reply was drawn out, like a wolf howling, but without the majestic hum. No.
Oh, that's great. No fireplace.
Okay, as soon as the blizzard dies down, I'll go gather wood and make us a fire. Can you wait until then? I saw his silhouette shift slightly. There was a rattle of chains. No. Again. The O stretched out in a long, bloated groan. No, no, yes. The final no morphed strangely into a yes, like someone drastically changing to a much higher no on a flute halfway through a breath. I craned my neck to look at the single window in the cabin. It was pitch black, pitch white. It was like an afterglow, visible against the black backdrop of the wood, yet still inherently dark. I focused on it rather than the rest of the cabin because it was the only hint of light I could see. If you don't mind, I'm going to try and catch some shut-eye, I said tiredly. He didn't respond, but that didn't surprise me. Mountain folk don't talk much, even when they come down to town for what few supplies they can't make themselves. I shrugged it off and settled in for the night, but I felt something hard against my side. Sighing, I tossed my hairs back a bit farther and got comfortable. I was exhausted, so it wasn't all that hard for me to drift off despite the wind's song playing outside the walls. I hugged myself in my sleeping bag and drifted off. I was awoken by a different sound. A weird snapping crunch that made me shoot up in bed, believing the ceiling was about to collapse under the weight of the snow. I braced myself, but as the sound came again, I realized it wasn't above me, but rather next to me.
Nope.
Near my belongings. The silhouette was gone from the corner, and I could hear his deep, raspy breaths accompanying the crunch. What the hell are you doing? I snapped. He retreated back to his corner with a rattling of chains. My adrenaline was pumping, and I wasn't even sure why. Something about the stranger put me in a state of near panic. My instincts were telling me to leave, but I couldn't afford it. Whatever this guy was up to, I was safer with him than I was out there in the blizzard.
I don't know if I agree with that statement, but I mean...
Would you have left?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's but then you could have frozen to death.
No. Here's the thing. I would have dug deep into the snow if it's a blizzard. I'm a dig deep.
Tom's about to pull
a... Make an igloo, and I'm going to use my sleeping bag inside the igloo. That's what igloos used to be made for. Because your heat gets trapped inside, and it's not going to be the most comfortable situation, but
oh my God.
I'd rather take my risk there.
It kind of reminds me, what you're saying is reminding me of, I forgot the name of it, but Leonardo DiCaprio's in it.
Oh.
It's what I get. Yes. I feel like it's one of his most recent ones.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
And he's in a blizzard, and he actually, I think it's a horse. He has to. He lives inside of it to.
Which I'm just saying, they stole that idea from Star Wars.
Okay. Oh, okay. 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 That's right. Don't worry. We'll send a nasty email later.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I grabbed my backpack and propped myself against the wall in a seated position, staring at the silhouette, expecting him to make a move. I kept myself awake and alert, never looking away even as the howling wind slowly diminished in strength. Once or twice, I felt my head begin to dip and my eyes begin to shut. But every time I slipped, the faint rattle of chains snapped me back into consciousness.
Why not just grab your shit and go?
As the blizzard cleared and the sun slowly rose, light began to trickle into the cabin. The scene filtered through in tiny increments, with each layer uncovered by the sun, like a printer slowly spitting out the full picture one line at a time.
I can't wait to hear this.
I wasn't in a cabin. I was in a large supply shed that was maybe 10 to 11 feet long. 7 to 8 feet wide. There was no fireplace, which makes sense for a supply shed. There were tools, traps, and rifles lining every wall. The silhouette in the corner slowly stopped being a silhouette and started being a distinct person. Skinny. No. Gaunt. Pale. No. Ghost white. Man? No. Corpse. Corpse. I was gutted. He was dead. Not, oh shoot, I died overnight. Sorry about that, dead. Long dead. Long, long, long dead. His body was all shriveled and mummified. Is that even the right word for it? He wasn't wrapped up in a bandage or anything like that, but his skin was completely dehydrated and stiff like an unwrapped mummy. His hair was hanging from his head in unkempt strings. His teeth were poking out of his shrunken lips with a wide gap where the top right canine should have been. There was a stain of age-old blood soaked into the wood beneath him. I followed it by gaze to its origin, his left foot, and the bear trap in which it had gotten caught.
Damn.
There was an empty hook on the wall above him with a chain leading to the trap. It was long enough for him to move around, but not enough for him to reach the front door, or the saw hanging above it. My best guess was that the trap had fallen on its own while he was out, and at some point, he'd done a supply run in the dark and had gotten caught in his own trap. He'd probably died of thirst or something. Look, I'm telling you, he wasn't breathing, he wasn't moving, he was dead as a doornail, and had been for quite some time. I sat there, reasoning I'd been delirious the night before. The fatigue, the dehydration, the disorientation caused by the blizzard. It made me imagine his voice. Those slow hissing sounds, I thought were replies, were just the wind outside. I'd interpret them wrong because the loneliness had finally gotten to me. The elements had conspired against me to create a living person out of someone who definitely wasn't living. It was a good logical explanation, and I wish I could say it was true. Except, I'm not the one who bit the head off of breakfast.
What the f-
It's not my canine tooth I found on the floor next to me. My dry, dirty, wood-like fingernails aren't the ones sticking out of the outside of my sleeping bag. And I'm not the one who caked the corpse's dry, cracking lips with white fur. I didn't stick around for dinner.
I wouldn't have either. I would have been leaving.
I know. What the hell?
No.
Tom's like...
Stop it right now.
Don't ever... Thank you, Manon. We love that story. I thought it was so good. Did he spook you?
Yes.
I know. Very spooky. I thought it was very well done.
Making a movie.
Honestly, such a good short horror story. So well done. So well done.
Too well done.
Yeah, too well done that Tom, I just kept seeing his leg shake over here. He did not like that whatsoever.
I didn't even realize. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh shit, my legs are going.
No, that was so good. When I read it, I'm like, oh no, Tom is going to think this is so spooky.
That's how you thought in your head?
Yeah, that's how I always think when I find these spooky. Oh, he's going to find this so scary. It's so scary. Literally, just like that.
I love you.
Love you too. So what'd you think about these spooky stories this episode?
You didn't get me. I'm just kidding.
Tom's like, I can't try harder next time. No, he was definitely spooked.
Actually, that got me so much, guys. Like, honestly, he's maybe like, bring it down a notch.
Daddy, chill.
Yeah.
Daddy, chill. No, I thought they were so good. Thank you guys for submitting your stories and for Manon for letting me use the one that was written in on Reddit's No Sleep. I thought it was so good. I'm definitely going to have to see a lot more of the other stories.
Wonderful.
Wait, Vendifil. We'll see you again next week. Don't forget, we've got 13 Nights of Macaw from the 18th to the 30th. It's going to be one chapter a night. It's going to be one story, 13 chapters. Total
13.
It's gonna be so cool. I hope you guys love it. We've been putting a lot of effort and time into it, and I will be narrating it, and I'm gonna try to add some spooky cues, and I don't know, it's gonna be kind of like an audiobook.
My wife's been no sleep, and not because of the stories that she's been reading, but because she has been putting her all into this trying to make sure that it's perfect. So.
Yes, we've been working with a very talented writer who has been writing the story for you guys, and I am just so excited. It's actually super spooky.
Guys.
It's giving bedtime.
Guys.
Bedtime story. Yeah.
You're not ready.
We hope you guys love it, honestly. And we just kind of wanted to do something fun for October, for Halloween. This is literally our month, people. This is our month to all my spooky lovers out there,
all the partners out there, our month is in 2 months.
Oh, Christmas.
Yep.
Oh, Christmas
cozy
time,
cozy Hallmark movies, Charlie Brown, Mickey's.
Hey,
Christmas.
I still love all that. I still
I
love
know
all that
you do, but
yeah,
what's your favorite?
No, Halloween hands
exactly.
down. All year round. Well, anyways, make sure you guys mark your calendars for October 18th to the 30th. It's going to be spooky. And also, what do you guys think we're gonna dress up as next week's episode? I don't know.
Tune in to find out.
Woo! Thank you for joining us today on Macabre Mondays. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you know more about today's episode or caught a detail we might have missed, then let us know.
Hey, listen up. If you have a story that's strange, spooky, or downright sinister, please send it our way.
Yes.
You can email us at macabremondayspodcast@gmail.com or go to our website, macabremondays.com, and submit your story. Yours just might be featured on an upcoming listener episode, and please submit them. As much as I don't love it, I do enjoy kind of getting that good scare.
He's
so going to
get dragged along for the ride either way. So send them in, okay? Follow us on social media by searching Macabre Mondays for photos of today's episode, updates, and a little extra spooky fun. Don't forget, 13 Nights of Macabre from October 18th to the 30th. You're going to have a great time. I promise, okay?
It's going to be a death-defying time.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, well, there's always next year. We'll do better. But honestly, if you don't like it, well, then it wasn't for you.
Submit a story.
Yeah, it wasn't for you. Submit a story, yes. So we hope you guys liked our Halloween costumes today, but I want to suck your blood. I want to suck your blood. Bye.
See ya.